A Brigadier General on the line. Alex.
Yeah, the Army is launching a new campaign, Brad. It's targeting Generation Z.
Yep.
To show them how they can serve their country through their unique skills and personal interests. One unique aspect of this effort is a special career match tool on the Army's website. It's geared towards this generation of the digital age. Let's bring him on, Brigadier General Alex Fink. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, General.
Hi there, how are you?
Great, how are you this morning?
I'm well.
Appreciate you being with us, too. So, this is kind of new. I've never heard of the Army trying to do a match with somebody towards their skills. I always thought it was the other way around.
Okay, so so we're launching a new campaign called What's Your Warrior, really trying to tap into this Generation Z population, and we're specifically interested in the 17 to 24 year old. And we know that they have a powerful sense of identity, but they want to do it in the context of something bigger. And so this career match tool that you referred to is a way for them to go in and see how they can be in the Army, but to do it as part of a larger team, which is really what, you know, how the Army operates.
This is Generation Z we're talking about, right?
That's right.
The millennials.
Not the millennials. This is the generation after them. Yeah, so this is and again, the audience we're interested in is the 17 to 24.
Oh, okay. This is the generation that 17 to 24. Is recruitment down from this generation?
So we did hit our mission last year. We had 68,000 soldiers we needed to bring in the United States Army, and we did do it. I mean, this year for the 2019 mission set. It's not down, no, but we know that with a great economy that we're in right now and low unemployment, we need to always make sure that we're trying to keep the Army in their consideration set as they make decisions about their careers.
What do you have to do, because you are changing things here? How are you going to change them?
So we need to show the breadth and depth of what you can do in the United States Army, and that's really what your warrior campaign is to get after. They're familiar with, they being that Generation Z, they're familiar with that combat role that we play. And we'll talk about that in the campaign, but they're less familiar with the other things that you can do. For example, in this first series of ads that you're going to see, we're going to showcase a biochemist. We're going to talk about a cyber warrior, a signals person, and an aviator. Again, not necessarily we're showcasing those, but it's really about just getting the aha. There's other things you can do in the Army other than jump out of a Blackhawk on a fast rope.
Wow. Wow. And
it is different.
This is already being widely received?
Yes, we launched on Veterans Day, great uptake so far based on early results as far as the campaign goes, just in terms of folks taking in these ads.
Is this the first time that the Army has undertaken such a match type of approach?
We have. Not exactly the first time, probably, but the first time in recent history where we've really tried to showcase the breadth and depth of what you can do. This current generation may think they know what it's like to be in the Army. And we somewhat perpetuated that with some of our previous campaigns, really showcasing that combat role. What we want to do here is show the entire Army what you can do in the entire Army. And so, this is a first time for in recent history in terms of an approach.
I'm glad and maybe a little surprised, but nevertheless very happy to hear that this generation is not anti-military, because usually you hear that from this generation.
So what we would, the research we've done would suggest, as I mentioned earlier, that we don't have a reverence issue at all. We are plenty revered. By not just Generation Z, but by other generations. It's really that relevance issue, making sure that they see that we want them to know that they can probably do the things that they would like to do in a career, and they can do that in the context of Army service.
I think that's fantastic, because you always hear, parents pushing their their child, though you said from age 17 or 18, that falls right into that scope of what you're, that window of age that you mentioned previously. You know, you see the, often you hear that them pushing their children more towards college, but it's great to have an alternative that can really produce very similar results.
Exactly. And, you know, and we offer different educational benefits once you get into the military as well.
Do you look at these younger folks? Do you look at these younger folks as to get ready for combat? Do you look for that? What do you actually look for so that they will be satisfied? Let me put it that way.
Well, let me just take a step back, if I could, and say the first thing we need is some diversity. We need because we know that when diverse talents come together, it makes great. A great team. So there's not exactly one thing we're looking for. Of course, there are minimum requirements that we need for our young folks coming in, and that's really due to being healthy. We need to have people who are physically fit. They can't do drugs. They got to stay out of trouble. So those are sort of the minimum requirements. Different career fields require different scores. On the ASVAB, which is a test that a lot of high school kids will take prior to coming on to service. But there's not a lot of specific things other than being healthy, being in decent shape. But we can help with that, staying away from drugs and staying out of trouble.
Yeah, you had mentioned some of the specific attributes that Generation Z has, for example, being tech savvy. And listen, we're living in a very technological age, a very fast changing technological age. What are some of the careers that the U.S. Army can offer?
So aerospace is one that a lot of folks wouldn't think about, and that includes aviation, but even things into outer space. Cyber is clearly a new domain for us that we need to be in. Science and medicine, engineering, support and logistics, and signal to include even crypto communications. So those are some broad categories that we're looking for. And as well as the combat role, we still need soldiers who can engage.
Of course. That's key, I would think. I mean, they still have to go through, basic training and boot camp and all that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And you were talking a little while ago about some of the challenges that the U.S. Army faces in finding these new recruits, particularly when you're competing against, universities and trade schools and so on and so forth. How do you meet that challenge?
We have to meet them where they are. And so that's what this campaign is designed to do. It's to show, it's first of all to present the breadth and depth and how that comes together in a greater, as part of a team, but to do it in a sort of this immersive epic storytelling way that they've grown up in, thinking about the various movies and the episodic nature of the properties that they've grown up in. And then we have to deliver it where they are. So it has to be in the digital realms. It has to be on those channels that they listen to. So you won't necessarily find this in some of those traditional places we've been. Uh-huh. If you're thinking about linear TV, for example, you're going to find this on the shows, the programming that we know that they're watching. But then the digital piece is huge for us as well, making sure that we are really serving up the right ads as well as the right content where they're living in the digital world.
And there's a lot of analytics that can support what this demographic specifically is watching. You had mentioned aerospace, and that doesn't surprise me. But what surprised me a little bit with an example of the opportunity that's available is when you said cyber, because when you think of the U.S. Army and joining the Army, you don't think of a career in cyber. You think of going to college for that,
Right, and you can do it in the context of coming in as an 18-year-old, 17-year-old youngster joining the Army, and be right there at the emerging line of both offense and defense in this world of this is really our new domain, or one of our new domains, space being another one.
When will this all be together? Because just listening to you this morning, you get the feeling that there are going to be some big changes. Is that true?
It's happening right now in our Army.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. No safe spaces, right?
There are no safe spaces.
All right. Okay. Wait. Final question to you before we let you go. Where can some of our listeners learn more about these opportunities that you're offering?
I'm glad you asked. GoArmy.com is our website, and so you can go right there and right when you get there, just scroll down a bit, and you'll find our career match tool. We've tried to organize this on their terms, how they would describe themselves, and then you can click on any of these descriptors, such as a techie or a wordsmith or an engineer, and then you can find all the various specific career fields that might be of interest. They can even download it to their Apple Wallet or Google Pay. And then we'll be updating that content over time.
Well, sounds like the U.S. Army is changing with the times as well.
Big time.
I cannot thank you all much. Brigadier General Alex Fink for being with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care.